Is this thing on?
Is this thing on? Are
Hello?
We recording?
Yes.
Please tell me we're recording.
We're recording. One,
recording?
Two, three. Boom. There we go.
I'm just so used to like a lot of flubs and mistakes. And
you know what?
We don't have a cord. So, you know, anyway. But we're live now, right?
Yeah. My penis has so many marks on it from being stabbed. That I've decided
okay.
to make everything go right so
okay.
I don't have any more stab marks
yes,
on my manhood.
Yes, Jeff. Yes,
or just
Jeff.
In my back or, you know.
Yeah. People got to believe that. You know that?
Punched in the face.
Hey, listen. So,
You Latinas are tough.
Yeah, we are tough. Yeah.
Hello.
You've dated a lot of American women. I think I was the... Oh, no. You dated some Spanish before me, right?
Yes, I did.
Oh, the one that called the man?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because... Anyway, I don't know why I called her that.
She had a short haircut in the photo, the only picture Carolina has that she's seen of my old flame. whose name, by the way, meant pretty in Spanish.
Oh, Linda?
Si.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, guys, it's a Carolina Cadillo show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here.
Hey, listen. This show is getting for real, like, real celebrities.
For real. Faux show.
I'm sorry. You know, we have as our guest in a few minutes.
Who?
We have James Seamus.
Really?
He was co-founder of Focus, right, Jeff?
What is Focus Features, man. When you go to the movie theater and you see a movie and it, you know how the logo comes out in the beginning?
Yeah.
When it says Focus Features, that means it's like an artsy movie. But not only that, it means it's usually really good.
I'm
trying to think of the Focus movie. I know I've seen so many Focus features.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is Brokeback Mountain a Focus
yes,
feature?
Brokeback Mountain. We'll ask him, though, okay?
How about movie I didn't like, but No Country for Old Men might be a Focus feature.
Oh, really?
I'm
but
not
Jeff,
sure.
A lot of people like that movie.
A lot of people. I'm out on No Country
and,
for Old Men.
And it won an award, too, right?
It won a whole bunch of awards.
Okay,
I'm just out on it.
Anyway, guys, it's Monday. Today is the
26th of July.
Oh, my God.
Where is summer gone, as everybody always says.
And I could say that we've gone to the beach once.
Once, but you know what? I've had a miserable summer, everybody. Everybody wants to hear about my ailments, right?
Go back to the...
Right? I was going to play the cricket sound
effect. But, of course, we're not ready for any sound effects. Anyway,
no, because the phone, which I use for my sound effects, is hooked up. To get our guest,
James Seamus. Of course, we can't have two at the same time. What are you guys crazy?
No, we can't.
Why would we be so real professional like
Remember
that?
Remember the other day when you found the other connector for the phone?
Oh yeah,
and you handed it to me.
Yeah, it was upstairs. You know where it was?
Yeah.
Was it in a fridge
in
or
the couch?
The bathroom?
In the couch.
Yeah, yeah. It was hidden.
Listen,
in the couch.
Let me explain something, everybody. She looks for shit around this house as much as I look for stuff. Stuff. I'll be nice about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Right. You look for things.
Yeah. No. I don't.
And then she can't find something. You know what she says? I'm becoming you.
Oh gosh, no. They say you become your partner. I hope no. Nope, not in my case because
really?
Jeff loses everything.
I hope I become
everything.
You, Carolina, and I could be one of the most beautiful women on earth. If
anyway.
I could only be you.
Oh, my God. Okay.
If I were you.
Okay. Anyway, so we have James Seamus on. He's going to talk about the new Netflix series called Somos, Jeff, and it's based on a huge massacre that occurred in the town of Allende. I don't know the year that happened, but... It's going to be a series based on that huge massacre.
It's on and, already, right?
Is it really?
Yeah, well, I think it's on already.
You know what? I don't see the date here, but I could be wrong.
I thought you said it was on already.
Premiered. Oh, yeah, you're right. It premiered already, June 30th.
Oh, it's been on a month.
Yeah, it already premiered. But anyway, so we're going to talk to the director. I haven't had a chance to see it yet. Jeff, you saw a little bit of the trailer, right?
Yeah, you know what's funny? Every time I type in Somos on my iPad, it corrects it to Sonos. Like, my iPad is very white, just like
me.
Oh,
okay.
It doesn't understand Spanish.
I thought you said it could be... It goes back to my show that I did with the with Gloria B. Somos.
I see Somos.
Oh my God, you remember the name? I forgot.
Yeah. So this is a string of murders that occurred back in 2011, and this journalist wrote an article. Ginger Thompson wrote an article on it in 2017, and it's a true crime series. It's number 10 on Netflix right
now. Wow, really?
Yeah.
So, does it say how many episodes?
No, I'm looking to see. I don't know how many. Usually, there's a bunch. I mean, there's never one.
Yeah,
that's how Netflix operates. That's
how
they suck you in, right?
Yeah.
So what time is he supposed to come on here?
Like any time now until like 1:35. So he's, but we're second in line. We're in the queue.
Oh.
So someone else is interviewing him now. So I can't wait to hear about the series. You know me, I love. Can I tell you something? I was never into Netflix, but I started. I'm watching all these series, Jeff, on Netflix now.
Carolina drove to the parking lot where Blockbuster was the other day and say, "What's wrong? Why is why are they closed? Why is
anyway,
it a Chuck E. Cheese now?"
It's that easy, you know, when you have a 3-year-old that wants to be outside all the time with his friends playing, and then I'm trying to clean. It's not easy, you know. It's not easy. By the way, he's going to be 4, so I can. I'm not going to say he's 4 yet because he's still not 4. He's still 3.
He's close.
Yeah, yeah. Jeff, so I went to. Can I tell you something? I went to. Made a few stops today.
Yeah.
And remember, I told you last week I have not seen people wearing masks.
Usually means Costco.
Yeah.
Now the masks are back.
I see masks everywhere.
Yeah.
Now.
I wore the mask the other day when I went somewhere.
I wore it all day today.
You did.
Can I tell you something? At Costco and at Target, where I usually go.
Yeah.
Yesterday at Target, I see more people wearing masks now, even the kids.
Carolina, it's the Delta variant.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't know.
You get a free airline ticket with it too. Sorry, it's not even funny.
I know. Anyway, so what else is going on, Jeff? Anything going? Oh, can I tell you one thing?
Six episode series.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I just want to ask anybody, Jeff, what is your opinion on the J-Lo Ben Affleck romance? They've actually made it official now. They celebrated her birthday on some yacht. They're making out.
Oh, yes.
I don't know.
She looks very good for 52.
Oh, she looks amazing.
How old is he? Is he 50? Is he 50?
I think he's a little younger than her.
He's definitely younger.
Yeah.
Right, Matt Damon.
Ben Affleck. Yeah, I think he's a little younger.
What do I think of the romance? I think she, for some reason, she just likes to have her stuff out in public.
Yeah.
Right?
You know what? Good for her. Everyone needs love, right? Everyone needs love, you know?
Yeah. All right. I mean, it's just like...
I see all the critiques,
I don't want to say who cares because people care.
Of course they care.
People care about celebrities.
Of course. And they have feelings and emotions just like us.
Kind
of
who cares, you know?
But, you know, yeah, of course I get it. And then A-Rod, A-Rod's doing his thing. He had a huge party on some yacht yesterday, you know?
But he's not with women, right?
Like, No, he's not.
Right?
He's actually hooking up and just hanging out with his ex-wife. The mother of his 3 kids. By the way, so when J-Lo was with A-Rod, it was all about the kids. Everything they posted was his kids and their kids.
Right.
And now
And she's still hung up on posting things about to prove that she can get a man.
Yeah.
Right? There's something weird about that. Definitely something off a bit.
I don't know. I want to get Wabine's take
on that. Wouldn't you want your life to be private? I'm not trying to be funny. I mean, I'm not being funny, but wouldn't you want to... I mean, you know, she just broke up with this guy, and she wants to have another high-profile... I keep thinking high-profile romance. I think it's all about money and keeping her name in the public eye, right?
Of course, yes.
You know, not many people can be culturally relevant after 50.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah.
Nobody cares about you anymore.
Yeah, but hey, listen, she's up there. She's still singing.
It's all about Billie Eilish and who was the other one? The driving song. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Young girl, a big hit.
Huge song.
About.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Yeah. Oh my God, it's huge.
Anyway, what else is going on in news while we wait for our guest, James Sheamus?
What else is happening?
Oh my gosh, Jeff! I heard the Yankees are horrible this year.
Yeah.
This season.
They got killed by the Red Sox again after leading.
What is going on, Yankees? What is going on with you guys?
They beat them the other day. They beat them on. I think they beat them on Saturday.
Well, I hear a lot of people commenting that they suck. They're an embarrassment.
Well, I think a couple people are injured, so some of the they're using these call ups.
You mean fill-ins? You mean?
Yeah, like they call them up from wherever the Yankee farm team is. I forgot where it is exactly.
Oh.
Like they use like the Cleveland Yankees with these Yankees.
Oh my gosh.
But it's not helping though.
That's a shame. And the Mets, how are they doing?
The Mets are doing well. The Mets are in first place.
Really?
Yeah.
I just heard a lot of people. I was listening to a couple of radio stations this morning talking about the New York Yankees, that they are just an embarrassment.
They are what you call abysmal this year. They are like 7 games out of first place. They're not even really relevant.
Mm-hmm.
When you start getting to August and you're not doing well, you know, it's tough to turn the season around. Many teams have done it, though.
Yeah,
You can turn the season around, yes, after 50.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after 50. What am I talking about? I'm looking at J-Lo after 50.
She looks good.
You can turn things around after the midway point of the season, which is being after 50.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Hey, by the way, Jeff and I made a bet. $100, not a lot. That because Jeff's lost literally already 20 pounds in a matter of weeks.
Well,
you did. Jeff, my mother even said, what happened to you? You're so skinny.
My big joke
what
in the house,
to
I
you?
Always say, Carolina, can you help me find something?
Oh, every
says,
morning, every
she
morning.
She says, what? And she still falls for it. I say, my belly.
Yeah. So anyway, so Jeff
Sucker.
And I made a bet, right?
Yeah.
That I said I can lose 10 pounds in 3 weeks. So, listen, it's a hard diet because I have to give a lot of stuff up. One being wine. All right. I do have my one or two glasses a night, which I love.
Right.
But you know what? I'm just going to leave that for now and concentrate on my diet. And you know what I've been doing? So I've been walking around the track and running 3 miles in the morning.
Right.
And when I go pick up Jackson, I'm going to run another 3 or 4 miles.
That's good.
So let's see what happens. All right.
You'll drop weight. Yeah. Look at this. What? Look at this Salma Hayek at 54.
Salma Hayek, I love her.
Here's Demi Moore. 58.
Yeah. They have amazing bodies. But Jeff, these are women that actually don't work. They have trainers.
Elizabeth Hurley at 56.
Wow.
Wow.
What's the other one, Jeff? Dane. Remember, she's English. Oh my God, I forgot her name.
I don't know.
Oh my God, it's on the tip of my tongue. Anyway,
Padma Lakshmi, the
Food Network.
She's a Top Chef host.
Yeah. She's
skinny too. Apparently.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jeez. And Salma Hayek is gorgeous. She's the nicest person. I mean, I don't know if you guys know this, but I had my couple of minutes of fame doing vagina monologues.
We've never heard this before. why not bring it up, Carolina?
I know, because we might have new listeners. So
yes.
I a couple of years ago, I did the vagina monologues. I was asked by Rosie Perez because
right.
we worked out together.
Yeah.
She asked someone that I knew, do you think Carolina would be interested in performing on stage with 50 other celebrities?
Right.
Didn't know is that these are famous actresses.
Yeah. What was the famous Spanish?
Yeah. I know you're talking about. She's Famosa.
Yeah.
Anyway, all famous A-list Hollywood actresses. Okay. And Jeff and I were dating at the time. I'm like,
yes.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, so, and there was one radio personality along with me, Angie Martinez.
Angie Martinez,
yes,
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, yeah. And then everybody else was like A-list, Angie, Rosie Perez.
Rosie Perez.
Salma Hayek. Anyway, there's a lot more. Remember, Jeff?
Oh my God, I can't remember the other girl.
I know.
Oh, she's really well known, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was also La Colombiana. Remember?
Yeah.
Anyway, that actress. Anyway, she's Dominican.
I keep thinking Natalie, and that's not Natalie.
Anyway, she's gorgeous. She's beautiful. She's Dominican. Jeff, I've never seen more famous people in my life when we all got together.
We went to that. Oh, yeah. I remember you were backstage. Now, did you say the C word in your monologue? No, you didn't say
that. No. My line was, if my vagina could talk, what would it say?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
somebody else came out and said, let me be blunt. This poem's about my, you know.
What?
Like,
no.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
Remember that?
Yeah, who did that?
I forgot.
Oh, my God. Anyway,
you don't hear the C word too often around here, you know?
We never hear that C word. This Carolina, that's
not
it.
In this house.
Hey, listen, Jeff. So the day of the event. Oh, anyway, let's go back to we were practicing, okay? So
yeah.
I'm in a kitchen with my sister. I'm practicing my line. If my vagina could speak, what would it say? I had to keep practicing it, all right? Anyway, so that all of a sudden, this little person, gorgeous person, comes into the kitchen and asks Marlene, my sister, can you help me practice my lines, you know? And Marlene goes, yeah, sure. Guess who it was, Jeff?
Who?
Salma Hayek.
Oh, yes. She's on my Facebook page that night. I took a picture with her, remember?
Oh, my God. Marlene and I were like, yeah, we'll help you practice. Jeff, she was the nicest person in the world.
Yeah.
But you know what? She was dating Edward Norton.
At
the time, yeah.
I remember that.
So remember the after party?
I have a picture from it.
So at the after party, we're all there hanging out. I said, Salma, can I take a photo with you and my husband? And then Edward Norton goes like, don't do it.
He eyed me like he wanted to punch me just for putting my... And if you see the picture I have with her, my hand is not around her.
No, not at all.
I held my drink.
Remember
I was like,
that?
Yeah, I said, wow.
But then Salma said, you know, no, honey, she was in the vagina monologues with me.
Right.
I guess he didn't see my amazing performance.
He missed it. Exactly, you know?
But
he's played a killer in movies, so I didn't want to,
I love Edward Norton.
He might kill me in real life for hitting on Salma Hayek.
Yeah, but anyway, so then afterwards, I mean,
like
I was so nervous, Jeff, in the audience. I'm like, oh my God, because Hillary Clinton was there along with Bill.
Was it the Apollo Theater? Remember?
Yeah,
remember
that?
To the Apollo.
Yeah, so it was amazing. It was really.
Yes,
really...
ladies and gentlemen, I went to Harlem. That's right. I walked on 125th Street.
Yep.
Without any fear whatsoever.
Oh my God! And then the famous comedian, she's Asian. Remember, Jeff? She asked me for a ride home. Remember that?
Asian.
Remember
famous.
That?
Oh, Margaret Cho?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, she was also in the play.
Maybe she was hitting on you.
I don't know. No. Anyway, she was very sweet, very nice. Everybody was there. It was an amazing night. Anyway, so that's my myths of fame with Hollywood celebrity people.
Yes, if you want to see the picture, you go to my Facebook page, Jeff Jensen. I think it's a picture of Teddy, my dog, jumping. That's my profile picture right now. Yep.
Oh, is that a Salm anymore?
What?
It's not Salma anymore? You used to have Salma.
I used to have Salma. I might switch it now to Salma Hayek.
Yeah, you should. Now that we talked about it, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, while we're waiting for Steve Seamus, you know what? If you want to reach us, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Carolina Cadillo.
And soon we're going to actually do some Facebook Lives. Not all the time.
Yes, it depends on how I look.
But, you know.
Anyway, so, yeah, so this is going to be live, though. Right now we're doing a Zoom Live with Steve Seamus, founder of Focus Jeff Features.
Focus Features,
okay.
Yes.
You got to remind me, okay? But he's also...
Oh, Traffic they did, too.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, Downton Abbey.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, Brokeback Mountain, Traffic.
We actually have somebody like Hollywood celebrity on our show?
He's the real thing.
Oh, my God.
Coraline. Oh, okay.
Coraline,
remember Coraline?
Yeah,
The animated thing?
Yeah, my God, really? Yeah. Wow. And he's in our little podcast?
Yeah.
Well, not so little, but anyway. And Jeff, what else is going on?
There was...
Okay, here's the man that gets like 10 newspapers a day and knows nothing what's going on.
Well, no, I know what's going on. I just don't want to talk about depressing stories. There were 7 people killed in car accidents over the weekend on Long Island and in Queens. That is sad. So, reminder, drive slow and don't drink and drive, because it looks like that's the case. And now they're talking about, you know, they want more people to get the shot, apparently, obviously, because this COVID variant is coming around, is around. So if you haven't been jabbed yet, get the jab. It's only going to help.
I know a lot of people that don't want it.
I know people that don't want it either. And you know what it is? You can't call people stupid. That's not right. There's just people who have fear of taking a medication. I totally understand that. But, you know, do a little investigating. Take the shot. You'll be better off.
Yeah, I mean, I you know, look, we had the Modernas. We're fine. I was sick as a dog on the second shot. But you know what, guys?
Yeah, it'll be days.
It's just a good thing to do. You know, we're not telling what to do because everyone has their own mind. Because I know family members that haven't taken it yet. So
I'm trying to keep track. I'm reading here. I'm trying to keep track of the Ben Affleck, Jennifer Garner. They have 2 kids. And, Lopez... She married a waiter in 1997. She married a dancer, this guy Chris Judd, right?
Remember that?
Yeah, they were short-lived. I mean, it's like, it's just funny how this stuff is all out there, you know? You can buy privacy, though, if you're that rich. You can buy privacy, but she's choosing to be, you know, out there, right?
Well, you know what? I think she just wants to be there. She just wants to be, you know, forgotten, you know?
Yeah.
She's
not forgotten at all.
Know, any publicity, good or bad, is always a good thing.
She's
you know
great
that?
At it. Number one movie of the weekend at the box office, Old. Have you heard this movie, Old?
No, what's it about?
It's about this family that goes on vacation, and every half hour they're on vacation, they age a year.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I also want to see... Yeah.
It's M. Night Shyamalan, the guy who did Sixth Sense.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that
wow.
was everybody says that was his best movie.
Really?
I mean, there were some others that kind of came and went. But, that was the big flick over the weekend.
Hold on. Just texted me.
Snake Eyes.
Yeah, Robert just texted. Jeff, you know what I want to see? I think I spoke to you about it last time.
What?
Pig. With Nicolas Cage.
Did that open yet?
I don't know if it opened yet. But
it's tough to tell where things open now because they open in theaters, but then it's also on
Netflix.
It's either on Prime, Netflix. What's the other one I have? What's the third thing I watch? HBO Max, which runs things. HBO Max, the secret, by the way, is to catch stuff right away because In the Heights was there, and now it's gone.
Really?
You had to catch it on HBO. Now you have to pay for it. The deal is they're on Netflix. They're on HBO Max for like 25 days.
Okay.
These movies.
So breaking news. Robert says he sees us online. They're running 6 minutes behind due to technical issues.
Oh.
That's a complaint, Jeff.
Oh, technical issues. Other people have them too, Carolina.
Okay.
You know?
I wonder if we get with Bean on real quick on my phone.
No, because the guy's
God
gonna...
forbid that we can ever do 2 things at the same time on this podcast.
Wet Hot American Summer. Did you ever see that movie?
No.
I did, you know, a long time ago. I don't remember. Janine Garofalo was in it. I remember that. David Hyde Pierce. But anyway, that is one of the movies this guy, Focus produced, too. Oh, Paul Rudd was in it. Paul Rudd's in good. Paul Rudd's good.
He's very good. Very good. Yeah. So while we're still waiting for Steve Sheamus.
I thought James Sheamus.
James Sheamus,
you
okay.
You keep changing his name.
Yes, I did.
Is it Steve Sheamus or James Sheamus?
Hold on. Why would I ever know on this show,
right? Oh, my God. Get it right. Oh, my God.
Let me just get it right. Hold on a second.
This podcast is an embarrassment to the podcast world. It doesn't even say his name. Does it say? Let's see if it says his name in focus features in the...
Yes. James Sheamus, okay?
James Sheamus.
Talking about the massacre that occurred in Allende, Mexico. So we'll ask him, what details, And I actually want to know how do these producers, Jeff, or what inspires them to make a movie about something or someone,
It's a tragic situation.
Yeah, but there's a lot of tragedies.
It says the title of the original story that prompted this series.
Yeah.
The article was entitled "How the U.S. Triggered a Massacre in Mexico," so maybe it has to do with the way we fought the drug war.
Okay.
I
also want to get back on our podcast. Yeah, remember the woman that was doing undercover investigation of all these different types, like the underworld.
Mm-hmm.
It never aired in our podcast.
Oh, she was so good.
Because my husband messed up the interview.
No, there was a technical issue.
Yeah. Okay.
There was a technical problem, Caroline.
Okay.
A technical issue, if you will. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay. All right.
By the way, I'm going to turn the phone around when he comes in here so he can see you.
No. I just ran.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, so Prince Harry just announced that he's going to be doing a tell-all book in 1 year.
Okay.
He's in the process of writing it. Now the queen is upset.
I have a great idea. It should be 3 pages long and I'll read it.
But
any more than 3 pages, maybe 4.
I don't get it. Okay, you moved away. You wanted to be with your wife and your kids. I mean,
money. How much can you make up a book?
The crown cut them off.
Right.
The crown cut
them. So how much do you think he'll make up a book? Millions.
But they're also making a lot of money from the Netflix, whatever shows they're producing.
J-Lo could write a book about her dirty panties. With no pictures in it, and people would buy it.
Of course.
But you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
What?
Remember after we got married, so Luis said, let's auction something of yours. Maybe people will buy it.
What was it?
It was my underwear. I brought it back to them, and no one bought it. Bocachula put it on eBay, and he goes, no bites. 2 weeks later, no bites.
Was it dirty?
No, I just wore it that one time, our wedding night, remember?
Oh, and you took it off?
Yeah. And I said, okay. I'll bring back my panties. Okay. And Luis says, do me a favor, do not wash it. I'm like, okay, I won't wash it.
Never told me that.
Yes, I did.
From our honeymoon?
No, just from our wedding night.
Oh, from our wedding night.
By the way, nothing happened to wedding night because Jeff's best friend and his wife, his wife was not his wife back then. They were
they were dating.
They had nowhere to stay.
Yeah.
So they crashed in our
wedding suite.
Wedding suite, yeah.
We had a suite with a bedroom.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went to get I walked out of the room to do something, and I came back, and my bride was passed out on the bed, surrounded by all the envelopes people had given us.
And you know what?
In her wedding dress.
And you know what? I didn't drink that day.
Oh, you drank.
No, I didn't have one drink because I was so nervous.
You were tired.
I was so tired
because
I did the whole wedding.
You were
I did the whole wedding. I did everything.
You did?
The only thing Jeff did was get his tux.
I said I will, or I do, or whatever.
But you know what? Our wedding was supposed to be a month before.
Yeah, that's right.
And we had to put a deposit down, but because Jeff's parents weren't too cool about me yet, he's had to convince them that he was marrying me.
Are you marrying that black girl? Are you marrying that black girl?
Yeah, so it is, anyway.
Oh, please.
But anyway.
They got over it a long time ago.
Oh, my God. I'm the daughter they never had now. So, your mom never
exactly,
had.
Exactly, right?
But on the actual wedding at the party, your mom and dad hosted their own little event for all their friends before the party.
At the hotel in their room.
Yes, they hosted, they hosted a little event.
I always wonder what that was like at that party.
You didn't go?
No, I didn't go.
I was there.
You went in the room?
Yeah. I said, oh, hey, what's going on? Your mom hugged me. Goes, welcome to the family.
I was busy catching a buzz somewhere.
I know you were. But they had cheese and crackers. They had somebody serving wine and champagne.
In that room?
Yeah. All your mother's friends were there.
It's sad to think how many people are not around
Oh, yeah.
that were there. Right.
I don't know if anyone hearing remembers Boy from Bonnell. Remember?
Of course, the
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, yeah, boy.
Boy
remember,
was there.
So well known DJ from Mega. Yeah, he was at my wedding. Yeah.
Oh, how many people from my God, my parents' friends? Like, there must be 10
okay,
people that were there.
Don't get depressing.
Know.
Anyway, so yeah,
wow.
I went to the room because
you did.
I had someone told me. Who told me? I think your sister-in-law told me. There's yeah. a party going on. I said, party? Let's head over there right now. So
yeah.
it was happening.
I think
did you go?
I think I was loading up the bong at the time. Load up the bong.
Was
yeah.
Luis with you? I think Luis was with you, right?
No, I snuck away.
We had a little section.
To do the things I don't do today.
So Telemundo and Univision were both there covering the wedding, all right? So it was Mega.
Oh, God. It was like a show, everybody.
we were in the New York Times. Remember
yeah.
that?
But can I tell you something? I was like, excuse me, can you get out of the way? This is what they... we want to see the bride. Hey, can you move, sir? Sir, I'm
oh
the,
my God.
But I'm her husband. Go, move. Hi, my name is Jeff. Move, out of the way. We want to see the Spanish bitch. Where is she?
Jeff, there's
I'm
a photo. There's a photo though where the Univision camera guy and the reporter basically had their arms around me.
I've seen
and
that.
And your face is not even there. You're like.
Oh, I know. Oh, here's my. My dentist is going to confirm. I'm conflicted
okay,
whether
okay.
to go to my old dentist.
No.
Or back to the new dentist.
No. Just,
I'm not answering. I'm ignoring the phone call.
Yeah,
because
we're just,
our Zoom is going to come in.
Our Zoom is coming at any
it's
second.
It's rare. We're Zooming. We're actually Zooming an interview. So,
15 seconds, he said. Okay.
So James Shamus,
co-founder of Focus Features.
Yeah, I know. All right. Yeah, but forget that he's the producer of this thing.
Yeah, but we have somebody big on our show.
I know, but he's the executive producer of this?
We'll ask him.
No, creator. He's the creator of this series. 6-episode series creator is who he is.
15 seconds.
Really? Is that it's that exact?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Let's see how this works. Yeah. I have the everything's turned up here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if it works.
Let me see. I'm so excited. There
oh,
we go.
Start
there
me.
We go.
Here we go. Look,
we go.
I can see myself. Who wants to see me, though?
No. Don't touch it. Let's
no,
see. It.
No.
Let's see if Jeff does this right.
No, wait. Let me be quiet. I see him. I see the gentleman.
Hi,
this is Carolina. How are you?
Hold on. I'm just putting you on a better phone here. Hold on a second. I have to get you on a better.
Okay, guys, we have James Shamus from the show Somos.
I don't know why it's coming in this way, though. It's not coming in. Hold on one second.
Is it their end, you think?
No, it is not coming in. It's only coming into the speaker, not coming into the through the mixer here. Ah. I don't know why.
As well on our site.
Okay, great.
Okay, I'm gonna hold you up. You can hear me, right?
Oh yeah.
Yes. Do you need to be on camera or do you need it to be pinned?
You can leave. He's just gonna see a wire in my face because I'm holding the phone up to the microphone because for some reason it's a Zoom connection. We haven't done Zoom before.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. We've done audio, but never a Zoom call. So we're honored to be doing a Zoom call with you.
Yeah, it's our first time. So thank you for coming on the show.
And I just, if you guys could open up your chat feature so that could tell you the timing. You have 10 minutes. If you could just be watching out for the time so we don't go over, that'd be great.
Okay. I will time. Yeah, I'll time starting now. How's that?
Great.
I'm just declining. So we have Carolina. You want to introduce James Shamus?
Yes, we have
our
James
guest?
Shamus of the Netflix series Somos.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. How are you? It's Carolina and Jeff. First of all, it's an honor. It's a pleasure. We're amazed that you have us on our podcast. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much.
No, I really appreciate it, and I appreciate your interest in Somos.
Yeah, so we saw part of the trailer. We actually have not seen the series yet. We're telling our audience about it. So it's Somos. It's based on a massacre that happened in the town of Allende.
That's correct, and it's a massacre that took place 10 years ago, and what followed that massacre was essentially silence. There were many brave journalists in Mexico who covered it, but officially nothing was really acknowledged
mm-hmm.
as to how it came about and who was involved and responsible for it. Finally, a great journalist, Ginger Thompson, came along and did an amazing oral history
mm-hmm.
of the people in the town. And I read that and realized that this was an opportunity to talk about the so-called war on drugs and narco-terror from a different perspective, from the perspective of the people actually living under the structural violence.
I see the article was entitled "How the U.S. Triggered a Massacre in Mexico." How did the U.S. trigger that massacre in Mexico?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we love to say here in the States, oh, all that violence, that's all down south of the border. But in fact, the DEA, in this case, the Drug Enforcement Agency, let slip significant intelligence on who was narking, so to speak, on the leaders of the Zetas cartel. And they handed it over, knowing full well, in fact, that when they handed it over to some of the authorities in Mexico, that those folks, many of them at least, were in cahoots with the cartels. And so, you know, there was this kind of thing happens all the time when you structure a kind of just continuous violence, which we do with Mexico and with Latin America in general. And it's rarely reported in the United States. Our own role in these things is rarely shown.
So, James, let me ask you something. So when producing a series like this, the interviews conducted, you know, to do the series, are there cartel interviews like before this that you actually conducted?
So Ginger Thompson, the journalist, really did the bulk of the reporting, as well as other journalists in Mexico, Diego Sorno, for example. And there are other researchers in Mexico who conduct intensive research on this. So we covered down a lot of that. And indeed, Ginger was able to speak to many of the players, both perpetrators and victims. Wow. A couple of whom, by the way, some of the perpetrators, because they were the ones who were supplying information to the DEA, are now living here in the United States under the Federal Witness Protection Program.
Wow. So basically, they got away with it, is what you're saying? You know, these people got away with this?
I think many of them got away with it for sure. The heads of the Zetas cartel at that time are a couple of them are in prison now. But clearly, there are those who are complicit who are still certainly quite at liberty.
Was this filmed in Mexico or was it filmed in the United States?
So we got to film everything in Mexico. We filmed in the state of Durango, which has a long history of cinema and television production. You've seen John Wayne movies that have been shot there.
Oh, wow.
Even had a ranch there for a while. So it's a fantastic production hub with great crews. And it has a bit of that northern Mexican vibe that we were going for.
So it's not a documentary, correct?
It is not a documentary. It really is a fictional account based very tightly on the testimonies and stories of those who survived it.
So, you're behind Focus Features, right? We understand you were a founder of Focus Features, you're heavily involved in the movie business and the entertainment business. What struck you about that article? I mean, I'm sure you obviously read a lot, and you some things you read and say, oh, that's a nice story, but this thing really hit you to make a series out of it, right?
That's right. You know, so many great stories are not things that can or should be adapted for television or film. So I read a lot of stuff, and I read it, and I say, that's great. I'll never make that into a TV show or a movie. But sometimes you read something like what Ginger put together, and you get access to people and their experiences and voices, and you realize they're never really represented on your television screen or on your screens in general. And that calling felt very real to me, and it was great to be able to connect with such an incredible team in Mexico to be able to put that on the screen.
And you also... It's something for the Spanish community, you know, for them to watch as well. Are you think you're going to do more Spanish type features or like this?
Yeah, you hope so. I mean, I've been lucky in my career. I made 12 movies with Ang Lee, and have worked with other folks in Asia. I've worked, of course, across many other continents and places. But this is the first time I was personally involved in creating something in Spanish. And in Latin America, although, of course, I've distributed and helped finance and produce films there. So this was a very special couple of years for me, especially at my advanced age, to be able to really discover a whole new culture and a whole new world that opened up to me as a result of the blessings I had and being able to put the show on.
And James, ¿hablas español?
Steve Bocco.
Wow.
So when I started, I did not speak a word.
Uh-huh.
So, entonces, tengo que aprender español y todos los días estudio con Duolingo y una maestra.
Wow, pero James...
Hablas, as you can tell, I'm horrible at languages.
No. Hablas muy bien. Hablas muy, muy bien. Felicidades.
I've been married to this one for 19 years, and my Spanish is probably about as good as yours. Maybe yours is better, you know? But, yeah, it's fascinating. I mean,
yes.
it looks extremely fascinating. 6-episode series. It's on Netflix now. Will gringos find it interesting? Will a guy like me find it interesting? I mean, you know, is it subtitled, I'm asking, in other words?
Absolutely. It's subtitled and available in all Netflix territories. It's been, and I'm happy to report and brag a little bit, it's been a massive hit, of course,
wow.
in Mexico.
Right.
Already. And it is starting to be shown and screened and appreciated by people all over the world now. So we're excited that more people are starting to watch it. And we hope that it finds its audience even here in the United States.
Oh, they will off of this podcast, right,
Carolina? Of course they will. 100,000 listeners right now. James, it's been a pleasure having you on. Thank you. Somos is on Netflix now. James, felicidades. Y por favor, regresa al podcast otra vez.
Thank you so much.
Gracias a ti.
Take care. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Wow. That was great. That was good, Jeff. That was very good. Did you understand what he was saying in Spanish?
Of course I did. Of course I did, Carolina. Who do you think I am? My wife. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, my God. That was a great interview. Great, great interview.
Hold on.
So, guys.
I don't know why. That's our first Zoom, okay?
Yeah, okay, so forgive us.
It came out, it was fun.
Yeah,
You're going to hear it. It's just that Zoom doesn't go through the board. New thing to learn. New thing to know.
Maybe our producer Ellie can help us, all right?
Oh, yes. Maybe if I buy the new podcaster thing we need, send your contributions to the Jeff and Carolina Fund.
Hey, guys, listen, if you want to advertise, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Carolina Cadillo. You want to email us questions, want to ask us anything? CarolinaCadillo@gmail.com. Guys, we love you. We'll be back tomorrow. Right, Jeff?
Yeah, but hold on a second. I didn't even get the chance to put the music in.
Oh, my God. Of course, guys.
Why
of course.
Why, so
why would he be ready? Why would he be ready?
Well, that was a good interview. James Sheamus, he's like the real deal, this guy.
He is.
He's produced a lot of famous movies.
Brokeback Mountain.
But this thing looks very, very interesting.
Yeah,
it does look sad.
It does a lot of it's a huge massacre. Massacre.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, James Sheamus, for coming on the podcast. It's on Netflix now. Somos. Check it out, guys.
Somos. We are, right?
Exactly.
Remember
Somos.
What I mean?
We are, yes.
We are. We are the Carolina Cadillo Show. Thanks for listening.
Thank
I'm
you
only
so much,
an employee
guys.
Here.
Yes.
516-637-3254. JJ to DJ at optonline.net. Follow Traffic Jensen if you live in New York. Get your traffic info any time of day, right?
Yep.
We love you.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. The music's coming up. It's getting louder. Oh, no.
Wicked. Say it again, my boy, Selector.
The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production in the wet studio.